Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
UAW reacting angrily to a letter that GM sent to striking workers today. We get more now from WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
And Jackie, first we'll tell you about the letter, that letter to strikers saying the company is offering better pay, a path to full-time for temps, and billions in investments. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus saying he's not responding to specifics, but in a video statement issued by the union, he said they are working toward a settlement.
Let me be clear. The company's strategy of releasing half-truths does nothing to reach a final settlement for you and your families.
The union accusing GM of dragging its feet and undermining the bargaining process. GM says it's committed to that bargaining process and it's critical to get back to producing quality vehicles. I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 915.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Meantime, droves of picketers turned out at the Warren Tech Center to show their support for striking GM workers. WWJ's Charlie Langton was there.
I was told that the UAW got a call from a Russian TV station. Apparently, they heard about the UAW's Shut Them Down Solidarity Friday, and the UAW basically, well, did shut down the GM Tech Center here in Warren. Many were told to stay home today, or at least work from home. Frank Stuglin, he is the director of Region 1, the number one person in this region, who in part is responsible for today. So who is here, Frank?
We got Ford, Chrysler's, IPS, TOP, everything. The whole region's represented here.
And is it getting frustrated, though, even for you now that we're at day 26?
Well, frustrated, but we're still got the fight in us to keep going.
And a lot of the workers are keeping going. Thousands of them, I'm told, joined the picket lines today, this morning, I should say. And then from 3 to 6 this afternoon, they will be out again. In Warren, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
Subaru is recalling 350,000 vehicles with heated seats. The automaker warning an electrical connection in the front passenger seat could come loose and stop the airbag from working. It impacts Forester vehicles from 2015 to 2018. Owners will be contacted in late November. A 41-year-old accused child rapist will remain behind bars, at least for now. A judge set a $250,000 bond for Corey Gaston, who had rescinded that order at the request of the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office.
We are asking, Your Honor, based on the high likelihood of conviction, you know, with the preliminary exam, DNA evidence, and looking at the history of flight of this defendant, we are asking, Your Honor, to deny any bond and remand this defendant.
Thank you.
Gaston was on the federal most wanted list when he was recently picked up in Mexico. It's a chance to pay your respects to the former mayor of Pontiac. WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas reports.
The public viewing and visitation taking place from 4 p.m. to 8 tonight at Kemp Funeral Home here in Southfield. Former Pontiac Mayor Willie Payne died October 3rd. He was 64 years old. He served as mayor from 2002 to 2006. Current Mayor Deidre Waterman presenting the family with a proclamation during the service, and Payne's fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, will perform during the 7 o'clock hour. The funeral will take place in Payne's home state of Louisiana. Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
The search is on in southwestern Wayne County for a man who disappeared from a group home. An advisory posted by state police said that 56-year-old Richard Manning walked away from the home in the area near Belleville and Ecorse Roads. He has no known family or friends in the area. Manning's mother is in a nursing home in the UP. He suffers from several mental health disorders. Manning was wearing a dark blue Detroit Tigers jacket and gray pants. Anyone with information should call Van Buren Township Police. Governor Gretchen Whitmer supporting legislation to boost the age from 17 to 18 to try juveniles as adults for serious crime. We get the update now from WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick.
If you're 17 in Michigan and commit a violent crime, you can be tried as an adult. But the Raise the Age proposal would change that age to 18. and it looks like this is headed for the governor's desk eventually, and she's on board.
I think that there are a number of policy things that we can find some common ground on.
And are you supporting that?
Some criminal justice reform is something that I know appeals to both sides of the aisle, and that's, I think, something most importantly would be a good thing for the people of our state.
The measure came out of the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this week. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
Google has released its latest list of top trending searches. WWJ's Michael Cohen joins us with details. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Jackie. Topping this week's trending searches was PG&E. That's the California power company that shut off power to millions in an effort to avoid having the utility's electrical equipment spark wildfires. Also making the list was World Mental Health Day. That was yesterday, along with Kurt Cobain's sweater. The now-deceased lead singer of the band Nirvana, well, his sweater is up for auction with a minimum bid of $200,000, and it's never been washed. Google Trends expert Molly Vandenberg says another top trending search was for a familiar retailer that collapsed after filing for bankruptcy in 2018.
A beloved brand is back. Toys R Us is trending this week because they teamed up with Target to relaunch their website. Of course, Toys R Us had filed for bankruptcy, and now the brand is trying to work its way back into the public consciousness.
Another search making the top five was for the snakehead fish. This is an invasive species that caused problems in China. Well, now one has been found here in the U.S. and Georgia. And this fish can live for 4 days out of the water. Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.